This is Get Lit with Literature. This is Monk. There's more at my website, allbook-books.com. This week, celebrating the publication of the 17th edition of the annual haiku calendar with brush calligraphy, photos, and artwork. It's got 52 artists included, and it's the year of the female wood snake, the astrological sign of Virgo. Calendar is available, $14 plus $2 or $3 shipping. I'm not sure yet because the post office gives me different prices when I go. So by the time hopefully I'll have that up on the website, the accurate price soon, but it's around $16 with the shipping. Multiple copies, let me know. So each month has a collection of haiku and short-ish haiku-esque poems. Each month has holidays from around the world, spiritual traditions, Buddhist, Tibetan, Islamic, Punjabi, Hindu, Christian, Jewish, Chinese, Japanese, and more. And significant events and people related to indigenous peoples, Russian folk tradition, American, and more. It's all black and white. Truly a unique thing. I have not seen anything close to it. And I just noticed that one of the long range goals is to have something, a holiday or a birthday or some significant holiday or a famous or not so famous person's birthday or a astrological or weather-related something on every day. And I'm just noticing that January has 1, 2, 3, only 4 blank days. So little by little, it gets filled. Sometimes the holidays seem to mass on certain days. And there's a photo or artwork or brush calligraphy for each month. And explanations of the 4 seasons from the Chinese perspective. These are part of my guideline, symbolic and meditative guides for each season. Each season has a different flavor, a different energy, a different suggestion of how to get through smoothly that season. So those little ancient pictographs and the explanations provide that. For example, winter has a couple of ice crystals reminding to be careful walking around, be careful in the slush, in the snow, in the black ice, that kind of thing. So since it's December now, I'll read the December next year, some of the December next year poems. This one's by John Thalen. Ice crystals caught in my beard, misplaced as tinsel, I will light our tree. Ice crystals caught in my beard, misplaced as tinsel, I will light our tree. And here's one related to the winter solstice. This is by Onan Musoi. May you be a reflection of the light of the returning sun as much as the moon is. May you be a reflection of the light of the returning sun as much as the moon is. And another solstice haiku. New dog, shelter dog, barrels through December snow, revels in solstice. That's by Yolanda Kulas. New dog, shelter dog, barrels through December snow, revels in solstice. And an extra thanks to J.R. Judy Turek for helping to look over the details of the calendar before it goes to print. There's so much information and stuff that I sleep better knowing somebody else has looked it over. If there's any mistakes, let me know. But typically there is a mistake I'll find, like in July when I'm looking at the thing and I'll realize, there's a mistake, but usually nothing drastic. But if you do see anything, let me know. It's hard to keep track of it all. But we do what we can. We spend a lot of time. A lot of work goes into this. A lot of detailed work. And they're available on the website, Also, you can mail a check. But if you do want one, please email and let me know so I save one, because there's a limited amount left. And since people have their sights on next year already, I'll read some from January. This was actually from a talk that was given a while ago, and I plucked out because there's such good little messages. Not really a haiku, but that's part of the way I like to do the calendar, is to adapt it to just anything that makes sense and gives a good image and has a good message. So this one's by Lakota friend Tiokosin Ghost Horse. They are constantly adapting Earth to their needs, but the way that I grew up was, we were adapting to nature, to her needs. So he speaks about that a lot, how a lot of people talk about, a lot of environmental types and a lot of the youth talk about saving the Earth, but who are we to think that we could save the Earth, that the Earth that's been here for so long then has a far greater intelligence than any of us, even all of us combined. So we need to listen to the Earth, not try to save the Earth, work with the Earth. They are constantly adapting Earth to their needs, but the way that I grew up was, we were adapting to nature, to her needs. And here's one by one of my favorite modern haiku poets, who sadly passed away a few years ago. He was a contributor for many years and still is. I checked with his wife to make sure that it's okay to keep including his haiku. He would send me 10 haiku, and it was hard. He was probably the hardest one to decide which ones to pick. Bill Kenny. Now, some people know January 6th is the holiday Epiphany. Epiphany. The neighborhood returns to ordinary darkness. Now, I think that's brilliant, because he tells so much. You have to think about it. And then you kind of get the aha visual. Because that Epiphany is, I think that's like the 12th day after Christmas. And people, that's the day, sort of the official day to take down your Christmas lights. And so that's where that haiku is just a brilliant kind of reversal image or whatever. Epiphany, the neighborhood returns to ordinary darkness. And I love the word ordinary. He makes it sound like, yeah, that's normal, natural. I mean, it's nice to see the lights up during the holidays, but it's just ordinary darkness. And one of mine that I wrote probably last New Year, now that the New Year's Day dust has settled, January stars. Similar to Bill's, in the sense of after the holiday and then all that hoopla and the, you know, fireworks and confetti, and then it quiets down, and I looked up at the sky, and now that the New Year's Day dust has settled, January stars. Now, here's an example of like editing and dealing with, you know, all the decisions that get made. So after January stars, I have 5 dots. It's an extended ellipsis because, well, you know, it's January stars, the stars in the sky. It deserves more than an ellipsis. So Judy, while looking over the calendar, said, well, ellipsis has three dots. And I said, yeah, but so it's 5 dots. It is. And just to remember that the warmth is coming. I'll read something from July. This one's by Patricia Kerrigan. Bare feet encounter Coney Island sand, feeling the burn. Bare feet encounter Coney Island sand, feeling the burn. And one by Lynn M. Forniff. The heat wave breaks, welcoming a cool breeze with outstretched arms. The heat wave breaks, welcoming a cool breeze with stretched arms. And there's various, this calendar is one of my ways of sneaking in some political commentary off the radar. So, for example, February 17th is called President's Day, but in the calendar, it's called Imperialists' Day because the actual quotes, this is George Washington in 1786, the foundation of a great empire is laid. And then Thomas Jefferson in 1780, empire of liberty, which is an oxymoron because empire is based on colonial extraction of resources and overcoming enemies and oppositions and divvying up the land. So the liberty, where's the liberty? It's sort of the deception of America is the bennies that are given to people and they think it's liberty. So it feels good and it's like a slice of liberty, but it's not the whole pie. So, and there's, and people argue still to this day, they argue over, is this a democracy? Is it fascist? Is it a plutocracy? Is it an oligarchy? And yeah, some of those apply, but from the get-go, the so-called founding fathers, they already were referring to it as an empire. This was before the U.S. developed about 1,000 military bases around the world. That's empire. So that's why we put in some different holidays, and that same day, February 17th, is Random Acts of Kindness Day, a good balance, and the Toshigoi, however you pronounce that, it's a Shinto holiday, prayers for the rice harvest. So some of the Shinto and the indigenous peoples, some of their holidays are in here as a reminder of staying connected with the seasonal rituals, which is really where a lot of our modernized holidays come from. Actually, more practical seasonal rituals, like February 5th is the day of the grain. Good weather means good crops for the year. That's Chinese. So, hope you'll consider purchasing a calendar. And you can check out the preview of the calendar with the cover and with a couple of photos. And if you add the Haiku One Breaths book with the calendar, it's a discount on the book. So anyway, thanks for listening. And and that book is, that makes it 20, with the book, it's 25. And there's a PDF book, calendar with the PDF book, $22. But in any case, may you have many haiku pleasant moments amidst the hectic and often frantic and sometimes rude behavior at stores when it's supposedly a season of good cheer. So keep your inner lights shining. Thanks for listening. Be well.